Baby, and playing our song. We're talking the summer of 65 in Racine coming up in just a few moments here at WRJN. Right now, it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker in London, where President Trump is arriving at Windsor Castle shortly. This unprecedented second state visit being marked by what organizers say will be unprecedented military pageantry. To these Londoners,
does he deserve it? Probably not. Do we have to do it? Probably yes.
Of all the U.S. presidents, I like Donald Trump.
The Trumps will be greeted by Prince William and wife Kate before being formally welcomed by King Charles and Queen Camilla. Missing from the royal welcoming party, Prince Andrew kept well away over the links to Jeffrey Epstein that cost the prince his royal role. With security incredibly tight, all of the ceremonial and meetings today and tomorrow taking place well away from the public. I'm Vicki Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Prosecutors in Washington, D.C. are dropping an unusually high number of cases from President Trump's crackdown on crime.
Of the 52 people who have been arrested for surge-related federal crimes in the district, at least 11 have had their cases dropped. Yesterday, a judge who dismissed two felony assault cases warned prosecutors to stop filing charges before cases are properly investigated. Another judge says U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office is routinely bringing cases that don't belong in federal court and tarnishing her office's reputation. Pirro fired back.
I'll do my job. He should do his job as a judge and leave his politics out of it.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The suspect in conservative activist Charlie Kirk's assassination has been charged with aggravated murder. And that charge could bring a death sentence for Tyler Robinson. Prosecutors say the 22-year-old detailed his plan and what he'd done in text messages. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray.
The roommate found a note that stated, quote, I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it.
Robinson appeared in court virtually from jail. In the Middle East, Israeli troops and tanks are pushing deeper into Gaza City in a bid to destroy Hamas. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Hamas-run health ministry said Israel bombed the Rantisi Children's Hospital in Gaza three times, leading 40 hospitalized patients to flee. The Israeli army had no immediate comment.
Frequent flyers know some airports are better than others. J.D. Power has just released its annual list of rankings. Number one among the biggies, Minneapolis-St. Paul International, followed by Detroit and Phoenix. John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California's tops among large airports. Indianapolis International's the number one choice for medium-sized airports. The findings are based on flyer surveys that rate ease of travel, facilities, staff, departure, and arrival experiences. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Data center concerns continue to arise. A new analysis shows the two approved AI data centers in Wisconsin could use more energy than all the homes in the state combined. That's according to a report from an environmental group called Clean Wisconsin. They say that between the Microsoft data center in Racine County and another in Port Washington, they'll need a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. That's enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes. There are just 2.8 million homes in the entire state. It's not just the electric. The water is also an issue. A lawsuit was filed this week against the city of Racine seeking transparency on the projected water use at the Microsoft site. Clean Wisconsin is calling for more openness about the demands the data centers place on resources. There are three other proposals for more data centers in Wisconsin, including one that's currently being discussed in Caledonia. Power is back for those that lost it in Racine yesterday. A power pole came down near 8th and Marquette after a car crash. That caused outages in the area last night. We Energies has a new pole up and has restored power to homes and businesses in the area. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies won't be acting as ICE. Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not participate in what's called the 287G program right now, saying he's concerned about the impact on community and taxpayers. The effort is not being used in Racine County either. Some local departments have opted to have law enforcement being deputized by ICE to carry out immigration enforcement. In our area, Waukesha and Sheboygan counties do participate in the program. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says they do continue working with ICE as the law requires. A statement says they currently have 24 inmates on immigration holds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the Crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a two-run homer in the fourth. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best writing weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Why is the word mail even in email? Is there any similarity between email and the postal service? One of them operates on a digital fiber optic hyperspeed network. The other is this dazed and confused distant branch of the Cub Scouts out there just bumbling around the streets in embarrassing shorts and jackets with meaningless patches and victory medals. Driving 4 miles an hour, 20 feet at a time on the wrong side of a mentally handicapped Jeep. They always have this emotional, financial meltdown every 3.5 years that their business model from 1630 isn't working anymore. I cannot understand how a 21st century information system based on licking, walking, and a random number of pennies is struggling to compete. They always push the Postmaster General out on TV to explain their difficulties. He's all freaked out, rings under his eyes, no shave. We can't keep it up much longer. Looks like we're going to have to go up another penny on the steps. We're all sitting home. Dude, relax. We even know how much a stamp is anyway. 48, 53, 61, make it a buck. You're going to get there. If it ends up you got some money left over, buy yourself some pants and a real car. I would say to the Postal Service, if you actually want it to be helpful to us, just open the letters, read them, and email us what it says.
Wonderful.
wonderful summer, 1965, the summer of 65 in Racine. Jim and Carol are here, Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier here, and we're going to be talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. But before we get that underway, I thought the presentation you did at the church a few weeks ago was just wonderful. You guys are really good at this stuff.
Dan, you helped us.
Yes.
Oh, I helped
us. We have you to thank for that.
I read two lines and I goofed one of them. Okay.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, because you didn't give me my motivation when I read it. I needed motivation to read the line. Anyway, that was very good. It was a nice presentation. And that was the beaches, the pools. And I learned something because every time I go down 14th Street now, to the end, mm-hmm. I look at where that 14th Street beach was.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
You can't even tell it was even there.
No.
I'm not going to move your microphone a little.
Yeah.
I got to hear every word you have to say. I couldn't even tell where it is.
No.
I mean, you said there were steps there. I couldn't see the steps. They're covered over. They're
gone. And a bubbler.
That stuff is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's too bad. There you were in the state of New York. You missed the landmarks.
Oh, you should see the beach where I grew up in Rockaway. It's gone. The boardwalk is dilapidated.
Oh.
All the bungalows that were there are gone. There's a big factory building there now.
Oh,
they wiped out my childhood. I should never have gone back. My brother and I went back. And I thought about it, and I said, don't go back, because right now the memories are stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Now I picture that dilapidated, empty lot, and they were building a factory.
Oh, yeah, like our park pool.
Yeah.
Where they're gone, there's nothing left.
The second tennis court.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And some... an arboretum or whatever they're growing there. They're growing some flowers there. That's the tough part about going back.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get to see it today because then all your memories are gone. You can't think about what it was. You're thinking about what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I want to thank you guys for destroying memories for people. That's really
our pleasure.
Your memory destroyer.
Well, this is when I think of the one and only book I wrote, and I've said this a couple times, coming up with this idea that we have double vision. Because you look at a place and you see this dilapidated boardwalk, but you see how it was.
Yeah. Now, there was you used to live on Carlisle. There was a big fire on Carlisle the other day.
I want to go. That's the second home on Carlisle this summer.
Uh-oh.
That has had a fire.
Uh-oh. You know what that means?
Three.
Dateline has to be going out there to do an investigation.
Yes.
Now, that was about four blocks from your house, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, since I heard Carlisle, I said, oh, no. All right. Let's talk about what we're going to do now. We're talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. Now, you got to think about what was going on in the world in 1965. Lyndon Johnson was president.
Right. Yep.
The Beatles were at their height.
Yeah.
All their five songs in the top 100 of the time. Mm-hmm. And Jim and Carol were wandering around. Looking for dates on the beach.
That's exactly
boy,
right.
Boy, were we serious. Yes. Oh, serious lives.
Jim was checking out the woman. Carol was checking out the guys on the beach.
True. Yeah.
So let's talk about summer of 65.
Well, thanks, Don. For many of us baby boomers, we graduated from high school in that year. I did from St. Cat's, and Carol's husband, John, graduated from Horlick. So this summer, both of these classes of 65 had reunions. It's hard to believe this was our 60th. Wait a minute. I think we did the math wrong, you know?
I think it should be
40.
Have gotten old.
Let's go with
this.
40. Okay. Our 40th. Okay. We were never going to be this old, I guess. It's a good thing we had the name tags at the reunions, I know. But inside, I think we're still 18-year-olds at heart. So anyway, I was asked to give a short talk at my reunion, bringing back lots of memories from 65. And I call it the summer of 65.
I've got to confess now, I was the class of 66.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's close enough, and I hung around with you guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take part in this program today anyway.
So you were dating underclassmen in the summer of 65.
That's right.
I was looking for older classmen, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you were in 66, you were looking for the older.
Yeah, older.
Yeah, older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So when I learned that Jim had given this talk, and Don, let's look at Jim's notes from his talk, because to our audience, Don is always amazed at Jim's...
Is that what those crumpled pieces
are? Yes, yes.
Note
Jim works
are.
Off of notes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. But when I learned that he gave this talk and heard that, it was such a nice part of the reunion. It was such a summary of that last exhilarating summer and kind of a recap of those teen summers. So I thought, well, let's do this for our program. So here we are, part one, because this is going to extend into next month, too, before we let summer completely go.
Mm-hmm.
But the background of 1965, setting the stage. Now, Don, you said Lyndon Johnson was the president. Some of the sobering things, because we want pleasant memories, we know that the first ground troops were sent to Vietnam in 1965. And there were the marches in Selma. But probably with our stage of life and here in Racine, we were fairly insulated from these events. But other things about 1965, just setting the stage, I found out in my, as I say, my deep research, SpaghettiOs came on the market.
And they're still here.
Now, could this be right? I needed to double check this when I looked at my writing today. Could this be right? 720 million cans are sold worldwide today.
Let me tell you, I bought this, I guess, when my daughter was smaller. We got a can of SpaghettiOs. I opened it up. It was just tomato sauce. There were no SpaghettiOs in it. I said, where are the SpaghettiOs? It was just the sauce. I used the sauce for other things, but there was no SpaghettiOs in there.
And you never forgot it. No.
Like, when Franco-American ran it back then.
Yeah, Campbell's owned it, but yeah.
Yeah, Franco-American. Like, I'm going to write to Franco. Gee whiz, we got an unhappy person here. Let's get a case of SpaghettiOs to him right away so he doesn't stop buying them.
Yeah, give him a truckload, right?
Now, another thing in my research, I found out that the first carousel slide projector was marketed. And my father went crazy over slides. So 30 years after his passing, I still have some of those carousel slides.
We had to go to Goodwill. I think it was one of those type Goodwill stores to get a slide projector carousel.
Yeah.
Because when my mother-in-law passed away, my wife went through the house. And she found all these slides for when they used to go on vacation. But how are you going to see them?
Right.
So we went searching around. We found a store.
Right.
I think it was on Lathrop. And they sold a carousel projector there for a few bucks. We bought it, and we were able to see the slides.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So you didn't have to pay $200 on eBay or anything.
Nah, I think I paid about 30 bucks for it. But you know what it is? As these technologies become abandoned, like all the movies you have on beta, 8mm, you got to find the sources to play them or you'll never be able to see them.
Yeah. That's right.
True.
One other historical fact was the Subway Company began that year. So they've sold a lot of Subways since then. Yeah. I don't know if they're matching SpaghettiOs, though.
Still the same triangle pieces of cheese.
Well, we were concerned a bit with the cost of living. We had some summer jobs, of course, that we'll talk about next month. But Kappa's bread, 21 cents a loaf. Eggs, 55 cents. And milk from Progressive, $1 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's was 15 cents a hamburger, I think.
Yes. I remember that.
15 cents.
18 cents for the cheeseburger.
Yeah. Fries a dime. Remember that?
Yeah.
What else did you find more important?
Pizzas at Brucia's. A large pizza, mind you now, was $2.50. For those smokers back then, a pack of cigarettes averaged about 25 cents a pack. 25 cents. And a gallon of gas was roughly about 29 cents.
Yeah, I paid 25 when I mowed lawns back then. It was 25 cents a gallon. I had to walk about a half mile to the gas station to get gas. For a quarter, I'd fill up the gas tank and go back and mow about five or six lawns.
Yep.
And go back and have to fill it up again for a quarter.
Yep, that's right.
Oh.
What about wages, Carol?
Yeah, our wages. Well, the minimum wage was $1.25.
Yeah.
But we were saying now if you worked like at a corner grocery store, a small enterprise, you probably earned definitely less. I think babysitting.
Wasn't that illegal?
Well, we didn't have those police around here, I guess. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Brown weren't all
the way. You can't pay less than a minimum wage. That's illegal.
And I didn't look up babysitting. I wonder if it was 50 cents an hour when I babysat. It might have been.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we thought we knew everything.
Oh, my gosh, yes. After graduation from high school, we did think we knew everything. I mean, after all, we had 4 years of English. We had math, algebra. Geometry, some of us took trig. Science, we had biology, what else? Chemistry, even physics. What was there left to learn? You know, we knew it all.
We did know it all.
Yeah. And we had our favorite songs from that time as well.
Well, we also were very well read.
Oh, yes.
I want to remind you.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
well, some of us.
We read things like Shakespeare occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the Cliff Notes.
I think you said you read something called Beowulf.
Beowulf back in high school.
Beowulf, yeah.
Beowulf? No, no.
I remember.
Beowulf.
Yeah, Beowulf.
Yeah,
Catcher. Catcher in the Rye. That was a big one with Holden Caulfield.
That was a naughty book.
It was naughty.
Naughty words in that book. Yeah. I can't believe you read that, Carol. Well, the whole image of you is blown out the tubes.
That was public school. See, that's why.
Okay. Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
We read that. But we also utilized a nice handy aid. Yellow and black booklets.
Yep.
Cliff Notes.
Yep. Cliff Notes.
Helped us get through all that reading.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
yeah, so we knew everything. We were well read.
Yeah. That's
so you
right.
cheated with Cliff Notes?
Absolutely.
Rails Drugstore.
Never did that.
Yeah.
I never read the books. I just kind of faked it. But no, I never.
Yeah.
They're still around, I guess.
Oh,
you don't need
them
anymore. You just go on your phone, type in AI, and they say, "What? Give me a book report."
Yeah.
You don't need the Cliff Notes anymore.
Yeah. Now, some of the songs from that period of time, Don plays them on the radio here. Remember, "What's New, Pussycat" by Tom Jones. "I Got You, Babe."
Oh, that was
good. "Sonny and Cher." "Can't Get No Satisfaction." The Stones. "Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man." The Birds. And one of my favorites, "Wooly Bully" by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Sam the Sham.
As you say, Don plays that a lot here.
Oh, yes. Yes, he sure does.
Yeah. Also in 1965, a young little guy named Donald Rosen went to go see the Beatles at Shea Stadium. Oh. My mom and dad took me to see the Beatles in 1965. And I remember they were wearing tan collarless jackets. Sonny and Cher were the opening act. Nobody ever heard of them at the time.
Yeah.
The Bo Brummels were there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beatles came on, played for about 45 minutes or so. You couldn't even hear them because it's screaming inside the stadium. And they didn't have stadium concerts back then, so the speaker systems are kind of iffy. And they came out in a limo.
Yeah.
They jumped on the stage, played, and then they left. And I had my Beatle tickets with their pictures on them. And my mother moved to Florida in 1999. Oh. She threw them out.
No.
She said if they were important to you, you would have taken them with you.
Oh.
So anyway, so I saw the Beatles in 1965 at Shea. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess we didn't get that far, did we, dear?
No, the Beatles
we were played, stuck here in Racine.
Yeah, Beatles played in Milwaukee.
That's right.
What year? Do you remember anything about
it? It was around then. We just had Bob Barry on the air with us a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he introduced the Beatles on stage in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's right.
They came this far west.
Yeah. How about some other girl groups? Yeah.
Now, Petula Clark, again, in my research, she had the number one with the weekly charts, I guess, because we were talking about Wooly Bully was the number one. But one was for the year end.
Yeah, they had a lot of number ones. Every week they had a new number one song.
So we don't have to debate that. We'll give them both.
We don't have to debate
Wooly Bully and Petula Clark.
There were 50 others. You know, every week there was a new number one song.
I don't have that at my fingertips.
Yeah.
And then the Supremes. Now, that was amazing. They had 4 number one hits in that same year. Let's see. "I Hear a Symphony," I think was one. "Come See About Me," "Stop in the Name of Love," "Back in My Arms Again." And the Shirelles were still popular. They were, the year before was a really big one. But for the Shirelles, "Baby, It's You," and "Back in My," they did "Back in My Arms Again." And "Tonight's the Night." So what were we listening to, Jim? How did we hear our music?
Oh, on a transistor radio, probably. We listened to WOKY, and Don said he had Bob Barry as a guest here a couple weeks ago. WCFL was another rock station out of Chicago. WLS, I think, was the biggest rock station. We listened to Dick Biondi, Clark Weber, Art Roberts, Jim Dunbar, and a host of others. But, that was our thing to do, listen to these guys on the radio. And we took the radio everywhere because it was portable.
Yeah, like we talked about, to the beach even.
Yep, that's right. Yeah,
that was a must.
Yeah.
I took my radio to the beach and always came back with sand in it. I took such good care of it not to get any sand in it. I came back, there was sand in the radio, and I couldn't get it out. I don't know how it got in there because I'd never put it on the sand.
Of course, we saw a lot of movies back then too, right?
We did. Now, Don, you weren't here to see her go into our Venetian and the Rialto downtown. And we didn't realize, just like Washington Park Pool, I don't think we realized what we had.
No.
Because now when you look back at it, with the photos that have been colorized too, especially the Venetian, it was absolutely elaborate.
Yeah, yep.
And fairly large too.
Mm-hmm.
The Rialto was good, but the Venetian, its twin down the block, was just amazingly beautiful.
Yep.
And then we had the Capitol in West Racine, and I think you could get in for a dollar. So that's summer.
Mm-hmm.
Great place for dates, of course.
Sure.
We're actually giving away tickets later on this morning to two movie palaces that are 100 years old or more.
Yep.
The Oriental and the Downer in Milwaukee.
Oh, Downer by UWM.
Yeah, and the Oriental is like a...
That's a palace, too.
It is a palace.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a palace.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we get tickets to give away later to those two theaters.
Well, actually, now I'm thinking about the Venetian. Jim, with your collection of so many Racine things... I think you've got some things from the Venetian, as a few other people do.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that griffin that I have. It's like a gargoyle statue.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, it looks horrible. It's a image of a lion and an eagle. But
Stolen?
Yeah, stolen, yeah, you stole it.
Yeah,
I just carried it out one day.
Yeah.
Is this a hot item?
How much do you think it weighs?
Oh, more than I could lift. Yeah, there's also one at Marsh Meredith Funeral Home. There's one there, too.
They stole one, too?
I think so. Yeah.
That's over their dead bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, where we were in the Venetian and Rialto, though, we have to say, we're thinking of our teenage summer, we went for the balcony.
Yeah, and explain
we were
why.
Up there. Yeah, we were holding hands, et cetera, up
in the
balcony.
Dark up there. Yeah.
That's what you were doing, holding hands in the balcony? Okay.
What were some of the movies we saw?
Well, Sound of Music was number one that year.
Oh, yeah.
Major.
Yep.
But here was that astounding Goldfinger, Sean Connery, and the Beatles with Help, and also Cat Ballou. So a dollar. And a nice thing about the summer was if we were in a line for the tickets, it was the ticket booths were on the outside of the building.
Right. Yeah.
On right outside. So in the winter, you had to brave the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So a summer date, you could just wait outside. It was much better.
And you know what's playing at the Marcus Renaissance Theater this week?
No, what?
The Sound of Music.
No.
Yep.
Really?
The 60th anniversary, the complete roadshow version with the intermission and everything is playing.
Well, look at pointing that out. 60th
anniversary playing this week at the Renaissance, The Sound of Music.
Jeez.
Oh, are you going to go?
I took my mother there for the 50th.
Oh,
yeah, it's
sentimental.
Yeah, it's a good. I never saw it when I was a kid. My mother never saw it either. We just saw it for the first time then.
Wow.
I don't know why.
See how it was very captivating.
Yeah. Long movie, too.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Well, them TV shows?
No, we had the outdoor theaters, which
that's
we went
to.
We
went to the outdoor.
Yeah, the Westgate and the Mid-City outdoor theaters. And to see such classics as Planet of the Vampires. Bloody Pit of Horror. How about this one? Bloodsuckers from Mars. One of my favorites.
That won an Oscar. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Hot Rod Rumble. These are all great movies to take a date, right, guys?
Hold hands, yeah.
Yeah, because the scarier the movie, the closer she sat next to you in the car. And that was when most cars had bench seats.
Was that your move?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're talking to Jim and Carol. Carol Gianforte, Jim Basir. This morning we're talking about the summer of 65. What were you doing in the summer of 65 in Racine? More coming up with Jim and Carol in just a moment. But right now, it's exactly 7:30. Let's get a look at our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's time for a new way. That was the pitch from the Racine Transit Director looking to take Van Wongard's seat. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young officially kicked off his Democratic campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat yesterday. Young criticized current lawmakers, saying they slashed school funding and that Racine and other communities aren't getting their fair share. The 29-year-old put out one of those highly produced announcement videos.
Our destination for public policy should be focused on affordability, quality jobs, skills training, and infrastructure that meets our needs and attracts the next generation of talent.
At this point, the 73-year-old Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again. He did put out a statement yesterday calling Young's ideas crazy liberal ideas that are more at home in San Francisco than in Milwaukee and Racine counties. The 21st district was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. A program that would let local deputies handle certain immigration enforcement tasks under ICE supervision isn't going to be used in Kenosha County. Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not take part in the 287G program at this time, citing concerns about whether it benefits the community and taxpayers. The sheriff's office does cooperate with ICE when the law requires. They now have 24 inmates being held on immigration detainers. Racine County does not currently participate in the 287 program. The impact here wasn't as great as a little further north, but flood assistance is available to some in Racine County. Area businesses feeling the pinch from last month's floods can now apply for special disaster loans through the Small Business Administration. They're called economic injury loans and meant to help local businesses stay afloat as they recover. Those types of funds are available for several counties in the area, including Racine and Walworth, however not Kenosha. There are other SBA loan offerings for those in the more directly impacted counties of Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington. Local businesses in Racine seeking more can check out the info on the state SBA website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Commodity prices do not look like they are getting very bullish anytime soon. That means you need to have a strategy for the crop standing in the field. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is making some suggestions on what you can do to make sure the farm cash flows at least through the harvest. Those suggestions coming up.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story Contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Cash flowing the farm through the harvest season. That's one of the goals that John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is suggesting. And he said you may need to use multiple tools to do that.
This market's going to have a lot of potential volatility in it, especially because of, you know, at least where the corn demand is. So there's some things that we've been talking to producers about. Again, we want to keep things fixed. We want to minimize the risk in terms of margins and things of that nature. A call is a one-time cost. Pay for it. You got the position working and just let it work. Whether you use somebody like myself or even talk to your elevator about it, those opportunities are out there that you can keep some ownership over this crop into the spring.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says have those conversation with your elevators or your crop advisor right away and try to capitalize on any ups that might develop. Not many ups this morning in Chicago. Right now, December corn is down a half, 429. November soybeans are down 6, 1044. The wheat for July of next year, down 2, 571. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese remained unchanged, 161 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese did gain a penny, 162 and three quarters. Double A butter down another nickel, 177 a pound. And the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 6 right now, 1659 a hundredweight. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Wednesday trade session. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because they're doing it again. Some other billionaire is like, let's go to the Titanic in a microscopic, dangerous sub. It didn't work. What does he need to know? I've got some data. You don't go in an eight. This is a problem with billionaires. They want to go to the bottom of the ocean or Mars. You know what? I'm rich. I find things to do on the surface of the planet. I run around. I go to Cheesecake Factory. I find things to do here. These guys, who wants to go to the magma level of the Earth? What a drag. And you're in that 8-foot sub where they jam 8 billionaires down. You have to sit cross-legged like you're on Southwest. No thanks. Imploding, not the way to go. I mean, it might be because it's quick, but sad. I don't want my last 5 seconds on life to be like, do you guys hear popcorn? You know.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know, I need someone. So much younger than today,
I never needed anybody's
help in any way.
There you go, 1965, the year with the Beatles, 1965. Probably in the summer of 65, you were listening to the Beatles with their second movie. This time it was in color. Help. Wow, long time ago. As a matter of fact, it was 60 years ago. Carol G. and Forte and Jim Basir are here. We're talking about the summer of 65. What were you doing in Racine in the summer of 65? Let's continue our chat. This is pretty good. We're talking about all the things that were going on, and let's kick off the second half hour.
Well, getting back to the outdoor theaters, they had some unique features. We could always sneak in the trunk. By hiding in the trunk and then without paying, a lot of us did that.
We had those huge cars. Oh, Our parents had the huge cars.
Right, yeah, you can get a couple
huge trunks.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, does anybody remember driving off with the speaker still attached to your car?
My neighbor did it.
Really?
Yeah, she did it. She got home and the speaker was there. It was in the back. She didn't see it. It was in the back seat, and she ripped it right off. And that happened a lot.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's right.
And you have some speakers, Jim.
I have some.
Now, did
from
you
the...
drive off with them? Is that how you got them?
No.
More stolen goods?
No, yeah, they were stolen.
The
that's
Griffin
right.
And I bought the outdoor speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's now they
right.
used to call the drive-ins the Passion Pit.
Of course. That's right. That's right.
I know where they held hands. Yeah.
We wouldn't know about that though, Carol. Right?
No.
Yeah. With
no,
somebody
no.
else. I know when the Mid-City switched to an X-rated feature. Cars would be lined up on Highway A, just off of 32, just watching, the free sights. You couldn't hear anything, but all you could do is see what was on the screen. So, of course, they're pretty much gone now, the outdoor theaters. I think there's only 10 left in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
The closest one, I think, is in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that one is for sale, from what I understand. So let's switch to TV.
Well, TV shows. Now, do you have some that, Jim, or should I start on the TV shows?
Well, just
the size of the TVs and what we were watching. Let's do that.
Yeah, the size was usually about 21-inch. We had 21-inch screens, and I remember when they went to 23-inch, everybody went,
really?
Oh, my gosh, wow, you know.
Oh.
The color TVs, they were out already, but most families didn't have them until maybe the mid to late 60s when they came down in price. Portables were quite common, rather than having those huge cabinets, which were really like a piece of furniture in your house.
Sure.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Repairing them were relatively inexpensive. You just needed to change a tube, of course, and that was about it. Unless it was the picture tube. Then you knew you were out of luck. Remember that?
You used to call the guy from the TV store. He came with a big box of tubes and everything.
That's right.
And ours was built into the wall, so we had to go in the boiler room to go around the back and test all the tubes to see what was working.
Yeah, that's right. Number one program back then was Bonanza. Who remembers Red Skelton? If you liked comedy, he came to Racine once because Johnson's was one of his sponsors.
I think you saw him, didn't you?
Yes, I saw him at the Rialto Theater there. He did a fantastic job. Who remembers having to watch Lawrence Welk because you only had one TV set and your parents every Saturday night tuned in to Lawrence Welk and you were out of luck if you wanted to watch something else?
And it's still on every Saturday night on PBS. Right. Lawrence Welk is still there.
That's right. Yeah, how about some of the shows?
I remember my husband John's grandparents.
Yeah.
They watched it in the dark. Maybe a lot of people did, but I imagine they thought they were like in a movie theater.
Oh, could be.
So Lawrence Welk was on it, his grandparents, in the dark.
Oh, wow.
But American Bandstand.
Yep.
That had been with us already for a number of years. So looking up the year 1965 for American Bandstand, Sonny and Cher were there on June 12th. And they sang Got You, Babe. And the Ronettes were there that summer, Be My Baby. Then, of course, we were already attuned to Ed Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd seen the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. But now, during that year, he got braver. He had the Animals, the Righteous Brothers, and Petula Clark. The other shows that we loved were... funny ones, like the Addams Family, Andy Griffith, The Fugitive.
Andy Griffith on multiple channels every day.
He's on constantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Munsters, that was another one that went with the Addams Family, remember?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
But a source of our entertainment was going downtown. Now, we had Elmwood Plaza, and we had... Zayers and Terry's.
Yep.
But downtown entertainment was great for us. Everyone was still there. And so we had favorite store. Well, everyone was there.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Yep. Downtown was really our entertainment place to be. For guys, we had the pool halls, Ace Grill, and Doug's on State Street. And once we graduated, we could go there without fear of being suspended from St. Cat's because Monsignor Wachowiak had no authority anymore after we graduated. We also went to the bowling lanes downtown, J&W Arcade and Hotel Racine Lanes. And we had our favorite stores, right, Carol?
Yes.
Some of the guys' stores would be Wolf Brothers for clothing, Mr. Junior, George and Lester's, Joe Lawrence, and I remember Moore Jones, the hardware store, was very, very popular. But one of my favorite stores downtown was Fanny Farmer.
Oh, on the corner.
On the corner.
White.
Yeah.
White. Is the exterior of that still it's, that
I think,
white?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not
but
anymore.
That was the spot. Lit at night.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Fanny
right.
Fanny Farmer.
Yeah. How about some of your girls' stores?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, jumping around here.
Yeah.
The Record Mart.
Yes.
Now, that was right by the Venetian Rialto. I'm skipping around.
Right by the Venetian. That's
but,
right.
But that was owned by the Neeson family.
Yep.
And we know Arlene LaPiccolo, who was one of the seven children that were involved with the Record Mart.
Yep.
And this was so fun. Her mother, June, knew music. And all you had to do was hum
a few bars.
And June... could tell you what song it was.
Yeah.
And she had the top 100. Oh, okay. She had the top 100 list. But what was fun there was you could try your record.
Yeah.
There were booths in the back.
Yep, that's right.
With cloth hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you tried your 45, which was going to cost you 99 cents.
And you take your tape recorder and record it and then walk out.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we're learning a whole bunch of things about you two today. Wow. Stealing gargoyles and different things. Now you're stealing copyrighted material.
Yeah,
whoa.
My gosh. Wow.
The 60s. Terrible. You guys were rebels in the 60s.
I don't think you want us back anymore, Don. We got a history.
I think there's a couple of warrants out for you two from 60 years ago.
Well, one thing that I learned Do you two know, I didn't ask you this ahead of time, when you were playing a 45 record on your record player, mm-hmm. that little gizmo in the center,
mm-hmm.
do you know the name of that?
Mm-mm.
Maybe well, I word, found
it. What is it?
A spider.
A spider?
Yeah, it was called a spider or
no
an adapter, but the
okay.
spider sounds better.
I thought it was a spindle.
That was there, too.
Yeah.
That was there, too.
Yeah.
But that round gizmo.
Oh, you're talking about the, when you popped it into the middle of the 45.
Yeah, right.
If you didn't have a spindle, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Now, women's stores, Jim, you would ask me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we had Zons and Idols to upscale to really buy anything. But some more unusual ones, too, were now Ruth Carnes. That was on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting to the age that summer where, yes, maybe older cousins, older siblings were getting married. And maybe we'd been to Ruth Carnes if we were at Horlick or high school formals.
Mm-hmm.
But Ruth Carnes was, as you gals will remember, kind of like we thought going to Paris because it was very fancy, but also down to earth to help us. But women would bring out the dresses and we would be ready for the next wedding, maybe thinking of our own.
Take a quick break here. Jim and Carol are here. We're talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. Bring back a lot of memories for you. WRJN.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
W-R-J-N. Talking about the summer of 65, Jim and Carol are here this morning, and let's continue on. Still talking about stores, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What comes to my mind, too, is Haddon's Luggage. Now, that was really upper end, I would say. But going along with our graduation summer, several of my friends and I, for our graduation presents, very nice from our parents, American Tourister suitcases from Haddon's, light blue, to go away to college. And we were so proud of our American Tourister luggage, but it had a kind of a sad message, exciting but sad. Also downtown, we gals, Walgreens and the Red Cross. Now, we had a lot of hair products to get because centered around mainly the hairstyle, the flip. We needed a lot of products for the flip. We also had Tony Perms, so a lot of hair stuff at the drugstores. So that was our downtown, trying to get our go-go boots, too. I think we had some shoe outlets.
My mother wore go-go boots.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me. I mean, she was with
us. Not only that is, when my brother played with the Shangri-Las, the group Shangri-Las, one of the twins in the Shangri-Las, her boots were hurting, so my mother changed go-go boots with her.
Oh, yeah.
And she never switched back. So yeah. when I see the Shangri-Las on TV, those are my mother's go-go boots.
You know, I just wish we had met her. We could have asked her a few things.
Well, in the 90s, she wasn't wearing go-go boots anymore. So.
Oh, well, Jim, now we also had, of course, shopping at Elmwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did a program here about the Plaza a couple months ago. We went to Goldblatt's, of course. Kresge's had a dime store there. What else did we have over there? Tompkins Velvet Freeze, if you wanted, some ice cream or whatever. We could go bowling there at Spencer's, play miniature golf. They had a nice miniature golf course there, too. But we did buy a lot of our clothes at the Plaza. I forgot the name of the men's store. Was it Richmond's?
I think it was
Richmond's.
So.
Those were the days of peg pants. Madra shirts. Don, you remember Madra shirts?
I had them.
Yeah, did you? Okay. The Nehru jacket probably came out a little bit later.
Yeah, about 67.
I think. Okay. Yeah, and this was before bell bottoms, of course. Mm-hmm. But another store just west of the Plaza was Terry's. They opened up in 1962, and their claim to fame was they were the first store to open up on a Sunday. And our parish pastor warned us about not shopping on a Sunday because Sunday was meant for going to church, relaxing, being with friends and family, and we were not to go to that store.
Well, they had the Sunday Blue Laws where you couldn't open on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Unless you were a food store or a hardware store. Those mm-hmm. are stores allowed to go open on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, my dad took us for a drive that day, and the cars were lined up halfway around the block trying to get in on a Sunday.
So much for that sermon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We got a shop.
Yep, yep. And we still have time to talk about some of our downtown dance venues.
Well, I wanted to mention Zayers, too.
Okay, of course.
Now, Zayers is near and dear to my heart because growing up on Carlisle Avenue and prior to the driving our cars or getting rides, people would walk to Zayers on the north side from all over, we gals. So Zayers was enormous. And so even in that summer, you know, if you needed Bermuda shorts or something, you could just run over to Zayers. They had cameras, tents, jewelry. They had a hair salon. One of my favorite stories about it, too, was Lou Arnone, an actual professional person, was in the stereo department. And he would be playing the stereo sometimes, I guess, so loud to acquaint people with how great the stereo sound was. But anyway, Zayers gave so many Horlicks students jobs. And I know I'm going on and on here, but some of my friends worked at Zayers.
Now it's the Hotel Verdant.
Oh.
Well.
That's where Zayers was. The Hotel Verdant in downtown.
No, Zayers was on the north side, the Rapids Plaza, across from Horlick High School.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Zayers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. It lives on in our memories big time.
Yeah, Zayers.
Well, anyway, so a couple of my friends tell me about the antics that went on because starting in high school, they hired Horlick students. And then that summer, and even beyond that summer, a lot of those Horlick people still worked there. Two of my friends, Marcia Fost and Pat Nielsen, they talked about how actually Horlick High School ran Zayers. So from snack bars and some smoking in the back to the guys from Horlick raiding women and their legs. I mean, there was a lot of fun at Zayers.
My wife worked at Zayers.
Okay, well.
I don't know if that one, but you worked at Zayers, I remember.
Well, I think it would be that one. And then I learned, lo and behold, Zayers ended up the owner of TJ Maxx.
Hmm.
I never knew that. That's what evolved out of Zayers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow, okay. Now we can hit some of the downtown dance venues. I think we have time for that, right, Carol?
Just a couple of them
can. Yeah, okay. Why don't you start with Ivanhoe and Nitty Gritty?
Yeah, well, we think of those hot summer nights.
Mm-hmm.
And We've talked about this before, but again, that last final summer, no matter if we had a summer job or not, we would line up outside, and we knew it was going to be packed in each one for dancing. Mm-hmm. We laughed and said, where were the fire codes? There didn't seem to be any, because it was just shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
Now, the nitty-gritty today is the Main Street Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivanhoe is the Ivanhoe. We're so glad that that building has stood.
They're still around. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Another very popular place to be on a Friday and Saturday night was the Y Dances. They were great. Everybody went there on a Friday and Saturday night. And we saw such famous bands as the Buckinghams, Crying Shames, Tommy James and the Shondells. He was a very popular guest there. The Yardbirds Association. We heard many local bands there, too, sort of warming up for these national bands, including our own Voyagers and the Sultans. But we also had the CYO dances, which were very, how would I describe that? It wasn't like the nitty-gritty or the Ivan.
Well, you
had
used
to behave
to say,
yourself.
And also you kept the Protestant riffraff out.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you call us, the riffraff.
That's right. But we sure liked to dance back then, didn't we?
I remember the Ladies' Choice, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
And was it called a strobe ball at the Y Dances?
The strobe light. Yeah,
strobe light that would, you know, Ladies' Choice?
Yep, that's right.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez, yeah, that was...
Well, we're winding down, but, you know, against this whole background was the awareness that this was going to change. And people were, like with the American Tourister luggage, we were starting to make plans. Some of my friends were already getting jobs, like at the Wisconsin Gas Company, you know, local companies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us were going to leave town.
Yeah, some
my,
of us.
My husband was going to go to the extension.
Yeah.
And what is that called today?
UCLA.
Do you know that, Don, that we had a UCLA here?
No.
well, Jim, what exactly?
University closest to Lake Avenue. That was the old UWR, University of Wisconsin Racine Center.
Where my husband
That's where
started.
Gateway is.
Yeah. And he would, we met the summer of 65. So that'll be for part two.
So give us a little preview real quickly of part two.
Oh, we have a lot of things
to cover. We didn't do sports today, so we got to do sports.
Yeah, we're going to do sports. Of course, we'll start out with sports. We're going to do Scooping the Loop.
That's going to be a biggie.
Yeah,
but we also
right.
never have talked about drive-in restaurants.
Drive-in
and
restaurants?
We had a lot of drive-in restaurants.
We're talking about The Point, where a lot of us used to go on a Friday and Saturday night, after scooping, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll even talk about swimming at the park pool and at the beaches.
Uh-huh.
We could probably make this a part three. You know?
Jim's going through his notes right now.
That's right. We got
right
the drive-in
restaurants.
You got
to see these notes.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like just scribble.
I can read it.
Delivers them. Now, once this is a TV show done, and people can see his notes.
Yeah, wow.
Once we're televised.
You might sell them on eBay after
but
I pass on.
But thank you for letting us share these great memories.
Thank you for coming in and sharing.
So
you do
sure
a lot of work on this stuff.
The summer of 65, you know, may it live on forever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, and thank you guys for putting this all together.
Well,
and this is a lot of work, a lot of effort.
It's a lot of fun, though. Sure. And you
pleasure
make it fun, Doug.
Yes.
Slipping in here.
You make it fun.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
You do.
Well,
right,
thank you very much. Jim Basir, Carol Gianforte, and we'll probably have this podcast, hopefully by tomorrow. I got to find out where Jacob is. And we'll get this thing podcasted and we can hear it again. And the old ones are still there on the podcast,
too,
at WRJN.com.
Yep.
Thank you guys a lot. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on, all right?
Local news and time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. The anthems of the U.S. and U.K. played as President Trump and First Lady Melania arrived at Windsor Castle this past hour. Met by Prince William and wife Kate, the two couples then walking, the Trumps hand in hand, to awaiting King Charles and Queen Camilla.
Then a procession in gilded horse-drawn carriages across the castle grounds. This unprecedented second state visit accompanied by unprecedented military ceremonial. Former British diplomat Alan Duncan.
Let's face it, this is going to be maximum flattery and minimum politics, with a little bit of politics perhaps sort of shoved in at the end when everyone's in a nice fluffy mood.
Today will climax in a white tie state banquet in Windsor Castle. Then tomorrow, President Trump meets with Prime